It's the Burt Show.
All right, this is how Ask a Race works. Look, I have said this before. In fact, it came up last week when I was at that Converse party also. I am sorry, but from where I stand, this is a racially fractured city still, right? And I think
it's very self-segregated, I think.
I think so, too. And I think a lot of this still sort of trickles down that we just are uneducated about each other, and we're afraid to ask the questions, you know? Like, black people are afraid to ask white people questions, and white people are really afraid to ask black people questions because you don't want to be labeled racist, you don't want to be labeled ignorant, so you keep the questions in, and you don't ask.
The only question I ever ask is, where do black people buy furniture? But, Bert, you answered that for us several years ago with the Red House commercial.
At the Red House, where black people and white people buy furniture.
And Hispanics, too.
And other than that, I have no questions.
404-741-Q100. Intern Brandon has a question right off the bat.
Okay. Yeah, I was out at the mall not too long ago, mm-hmm. and I've
Are
seen
you asking a question of black people or white people?
Of white people.
Okay.
He already told us. He's offended by that.
First off, Jeff, you remember the story Melissa did about the guy who beat up his coworker with a baton? 10:15 in the parking lot. I was at the mall, and I've seen this a couple of times before. White people have a certain way of, when their kid's being bad in public, more so asking them not to be bad. She was like, oh, Billy, please stop. Mm-hmm. Mommy needs you to be good today. Mm-hmm. Why do white people do that? Because all the black people I've been around, mom would just smack you up in the middle of public.
Right. Bianca had the same question, and I think this is an easy answer. I got to be honest with you, that there has been times where white kids, after being like slapped by their parents, will call the police on their own parents.
Really?
Or like,
no.
Yes.
That's not why white people do that,
I don't think
though.
That's why white people.
I think they're afraid that other people are going to see it, that you're giving your kid a smack or something, and the police is going to be called. Whereas I don't think that happens with black people.
I think you started that sentence properly. I think they were afraid. I think that as a whole, white people don't have the confidence that black people have when it comes to dealing with personal issues. So the white person doesn't want to smack their kid on the bottom and have other people look around and go, oh my God, I couldn't discipline their kid. They had to smack their kid. That's abusive, whatever. Whereas black people mm-hmm. are like, I will smack my kid, and if you want to call me on it, I will smack you too.
We don't want to be judged.
Call the police if you want to.
Yeah, you call the police, and I'll tell the police what my kid lipped off to me and said.
Oh yeah, my mom has said it plenty of times. Call the police if you want to. Call them.
Yeah, I think white people are really scared that that's actually going to happen.
That's in general. I think they just spoil their kids. I think their kids are spoiled rotten more than black kids are.
You think so?
Yeah, I think they just spoil them.
Yeah, of course.
I want to piggyback off that question. I want to ask, why do white people talk back to their parents?
Why do white...
That's not every white person.
That's not my family.
And Millie B didn't care if she smacked me in public. It's not all white people. I would never talk back to my parents.
I would never sass my dad.
Carl, you need to get up on that mic a little bit more here, man. Good morning, Janelle. You're on Q100. Hi.
Good morning, Burt Show.
What's going on?
I was curious as to why black people pronounce the word ask, ax, and I love Carl, but he pronounces it that way as well.
I say ax.
You said, yeah, we did this one like 6 months ago, and you didn't even realize you were saying ax instead of ax.
Except it bothered him for like 48 hours.
I know, right?
He goes, hey, Jeff, can I ask you if you got a $1 bill for the vending machine?
You know what? That's a good question, Janelle. You sound black. Are you black?
I am.
How do you say it? You say ask?
Ask, yes.
Well, that's how it's spelled. That's how it's A-S-K.
What did I just say, ask?
Yeah.
You ask her how she pronounces it,
but it's pronounced the way it's spelled, A-S-K.
Say it one more time.
Ask.
Ask.
You try it.
Ask.
There you go.
You said it right.
That's how I normally say it.
No, you normally say ax.
Normally it's sped up.
You flip the K and the S, so it's like pronounce the word ASK.
ASK?
Yeah.
Eska.
Ask. Okay. Now pronounce AXE.
X.
That's what you normally say.
You usually say X.
Ax.
Carl's getting frustrated. Hey, I don't let y'all know about this.
Carl's like, I didn't know there was going to be a spelling bee.
I mean, that.
Could you use it in a sentence? Origin of the word, please.
Brandon, do you say ask or X?
I say ask.
Ask.
I make sure I pronounce
it. Natalie?
The K.
I think I say it correctly.
Do you? Carl's looking at y'all like, I am saying it.
Say it.
Ask.
But this is the same problem that we had with
Are you afraid to say it, Natalie?
I am now. I'm just more conscious of it. I think I want to ask a question.
There you go. There you go. But okay. This is the same thing. Remember when Joanna was in here and she said pizza?
Mm-hmm.
Or, she doesn't realize
or
it.
Wendy, when Wendy said frustrated. Right,
but that's not.
By the way, they say you say rune.
Ruin, but that's one individual. Right. A lot of times, mm-hmm. there's a lot of black people that say ass.
But what I'm saying is when, like, Carl is so shocked, but, like, we've called Joanna on that, and she's like, well, what do you mean? We're like, you're right. saying, that's you like are saying pizza. And she's like, no, I'm not. I'm saying pizza. Like, right. Pizza. And she's like, yeah, pizza. Like, yeah, that's not right.
How do you say it?
Carl, you've got a question for white people.
I had a question. Now, this may not seem like a regular question, but going through Buckhead, going through some of the white neighborhoods, Buckhead and Vining, wherever the white neighborhoods are, I noticed that y'all leave y'all blinds open. Why in the hell do you not close
that.
Your blinds at night?
I don't get that either. That is just gross to me.
That's what? Like more suburban.
Yeah, I don't know.
It's
I don't
gross?
Like, it's gross to me because it's like exhibitionist or something. Yeah. Like, I don't want to see you in your house walking around. I don't
then
care
don't
if you
look.
Have clothes on or not.
Melissa, nighttime, do you do
at
it?
At nighttime, you can see in.
Yeah, I
remember,
keep mine
white
closed.
White people are nosy, too, so they can't help but look
in. I'm with
closed.
You, Carl.
Do you hear what Brandon just said? That white people are nosy, so they can't help but look
boy.
In.
Oh, boy.
I think it's a trusting thing because I think if you are like in the burbs or whatever, mm-hmm. you don't mind people looking in your house and seeing your big screen TV. Yeah, but where I live, right. I don't want anyone to see my big screen TV.
Closing that sundown, right?
Jen actually brings her big screen TV to work.
Every day.
She carries it up from her car.
Here is Nicole. Good morning. You're on Nicole, the Burt Show. Ask a race.
Hey, y'all. I love you. Okay. I just want to know, why are white women obsessed with their boobies and getting them enhanced and done?
Yeah.
Why are white women obsessed with boob jobs? Wendy.
I guess because I don't have my boobs done, but I would like my boobs done. No, because I don't know. That's just what we think guys want to see are bigger boobs.
What'd you say?
Heidi Montag looks a mess.
She is a mess.
Yeah, she is a mess.
She doesn't represent
yeah.
me.
Mm-hmm.
No, or mess. The majority
well,
of
I will say that
girls.
I will say that, you know, there's a stereotype that black guys like, you know, like back
big
of a
butts.
Woman. White boys always talk about boobs.
Mm-hmm.
And so I just think women are self-conscious if they don't have big boobs because they think that guys, because that's what Wendy was saying, that white guys seem to want boobs.
I have seen black women walk into Dolvet's gym and ask how they can make their butts bigger.
Oh, yeah.
Which to
really?
A white woman is crazy talk, but to a black woman, it's like, what do I got to do? How many more lunges do I have to do to get a bigger butt?
Actually, my wife, she's proud that my daughters have a butt. She's like proud. That's like a proud thing. Like, yeah, my little babies, I see a little booty on them.
So for white guys, they like the boobs.
Mm-hmm. Okay, I have a question that Carl couldn't answer for me earlier, but astrology seems to be much more important to black people than it does white people.
Oh, yeah, because they're always saying, like, shouts out to my Aquarius, whatever,
mm-hmm.
you know?
You know what?
To all my Sagittariuses out there or whatever. Like it, and it's almost like more like club promotions and stuff like that at the black clubs are like based around horoscopes.
Astrology,
My friend Griff
was going to come in here and do this, right? And he texted me back the other day and he's like, I can't come in, but I've got a stand-up comic friend that would be great for you. And he's a Libra like me, so you're going to love him. I'm like, what does that have to do with anything?
Right. You know, I don't know. I can't answer that really, but I do. It is true because there's songs like Capricorn, shout out to, you know, it's songs like that. So I don't know, really.
I think you see how black people take religion and the belief of a higher power to the second degree. If you've ever been to a black church, they really.
Real spiritual.
Yeah. So I think the higher power thing, they just grasp onto the higher power and go with
but
it.
But if you're religious, then astrology would be. The anti.
Well, I think it's
that,
just a belief
right?
in
like,
any sort of higher power or anything like that.
The stars, really, a guide.
Yeah, they grasp onto it.
Oh.
Here is Ashley.
That seems conflicting to me, though.
To me,
it
too.
Seems like if you are, you know, Bible beating on and, you know, praising Jesus on a Sunday, on Monday talking about how you're a Pisces would be.
No, the
would be butting
this,
heads with each other.
Jen, you're an Aries. You'll never be able to wrap your mind.
And it gets you into free clubs on Friday night, too, if
yeah,
you
like,
care about your astrology.
Yeah, that would never be like a promotional point for a white person's night. Like, come on out if you're an Aries.
Right. All Gemini's free.
Never.
No. Really?
Never. Not really.
These guys would come up to the club and go, I think I'm a Scorpio or Sagittarius. I'm a Taurus. Is that one?
I'm the bull-looking thing. What is that?
Yeah.
Whatever's free tonight, that's what I am. Right.
Here's Ashley. Good morning, Ashley. You're on the Burt Show. Ask a race.
Good morning. How are you?
Good. How are you?
I'm great. I would like to know if black women's hair is a different texture than white women's? And if so, if that's why they always use weave and put stuff in their hair and never wear it natural?
It's a great question, Natalie.
Oh, no, right? Of course, it is a different texture. It is coarse. We do have to permanent straight, you know, keep it pressed in order to comb it easily. But as far as the weave and the extensions, it's just to have longer hair. It's like, we want to fling it too.
Why do you want to have straight hair? Why not let it be curly?
Because it's easier to comb in the morning. In the morning, it will take a lot less time.
It's not trying to have white hair, trying to like conform or straighten
it out.
It's
just trying to sleep an extra 30 minutes.
That's exactly what it is.
I don't know.
It's not trying to be white. It's just easier to comb in the morning.
That's what that whole Chris Rock movie was about, really, right. At the end of the day, was about that.
Yeah. Right. And that's the thing that we debate about that. Like my daughters, you know, I want their hair to be more natural. You know, my wife, she does it more. I'm like, baby, let it fro up, you know, so... That's a good question, Jen. I've always wondered that, too.
You can't comb through that stuff in the morning.
What would it look like? Like, if you didn't do anything at all with your hair, what would it look like in the morning?
It would be a big fro, and it's hard to comb through in the morning.
Just like a dude's fro.
Yeah, so all you got to do is one morning when you come in, Bert, just throw a big old bucket of water on Natalie and run for your life and then come find her at 10 o'clock and see what it looks like.
But why do you have to comb through it in the morning? Like, why can't it just be... I don't know. Wasn't there that big like resurgence in the 60s and 70s where black African American women were just like letting it go fro and enjoying it and sort of doing it that way?
Yeah, it was. But it's just, it's a preference for me. I just rather comb it in the morning, rather have it straight and curled.
I'm just trying to get to the roots of it. You know, what's the roots of wanting to make it?
Oh, you had to bring
up
roots, huh? Roots. Of course you did. Uh-huh. Yeah, 70s fro, roots, got it. No, I'm just kidding.
You guys have any more questions for white people?
Well, mine was camping. What's the obsession with camping? I've never been camping a day in my life.
Closer to nature.
Your nature, man. You got the stars. You're sort of rough in it.
It's rugged. You don't shower. Yeah, you get to make your own breakfast.
Yes.
You're alone.
You're too much of a germ phobe to camp, aren't
you? Yeah, man. Come on now. I'm not trying to see a bear.
Carl's sweeping the dirt before he puts the tent on it because he's got to keep it clean.
Hey, we camp out in our backyard. I put up a tent and that's our camping ground right there, baby.
Hey, Shannon, go ahead. You're on Q100.
Yes, I just wanted to ask a black people a question about going to the movies.
Okay.
I'm curious why it seems like they continue to talk to the entire movie or play their cell phones, and they always over-exaggerate every reaction to a movie, like over-laugh or scream really, really loud three or four times instead of just, you know, jump in their seat. And it makes it very difficult to enjoy the movie.
Who wants to take that one?
We're just emotional. I mean, we're real expressive. We're very expressive. The way we dress, the way we talk, the way we walk, we're real expressive. And we're going to express it in the movies, at home, wherever we are. We do it at the house, too. The exact same thing. You should come to a family reunion, a black folks family reunion. Oh, boy.
Can I come to the next one?
Yeah, definitely.
I mean, Katie and I, I've told this before. Katie and I now, especially when it comes to horror movies, we are only going to black theaters because it is a much better experience to go see a movie, especially if it's a scary movie, in a black theater than a white one.
Or theater, like when you and I, we saw the Tyler Perry Broadway show here at the Fox, and that's about 90% black people in there. Mm-hmm. As a white person, I had the best time of my life in a theater because it is all out. You don't have to hide anything.
I think it goes back to what I was saying earlier, too, about the kids in the store. Mm-hmm. Like, I think white people have more of a concern with other people think of them.
We're more self-conscious.
So,
repression.
So even if you're in a horror movie and something scares you, and you're like, I'm in a theater. Mm-hmm. Like, I can't talk. You
don't
know what
be
I mean?
Too loud.
Because I think the same question could be asked of white people. Why don't you express yourself enough? Why in the movies do you never laugh out loud? You know, why do you repress all this emotion rather than expressing it? Because she said, why do you over-exaggerate?
Right.
It's not over-exaggerating. It's how they feel. And
they're
not
letting it out.
Yeah, it's just letting it out rather than repressing it.
Why don't white people loosen
so
up? Is that what you'd like to say?
Yeah,
like,
exactly,
loosen up,
right?
White people.
And you know, I'm thinking the same thing. Like when I've gone to a white theater, it's kind of like, you hear everything. Don't get me wrong. I come to the movie to watch it, but it's kind of boring.
Yeah.
You know?
I think, I can't remember who was in the group when we went to a concert together, but my friend Delvette was there, and he looked around, and he's like, how come no white people dance at a concert?
right.
Nobody moving, nobody dancing
at
all.
Delvette, this is Bette Midler. Sit down!
Oh, honey, the gay boys be dancing at Bette Midler.
Here, Bert Show.